Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Aaron Rodgers, we heard from him last night. Maybe some of you stayed up and caught me on extra cheese late into the evening. For those of you who didn't, you probably made the right choice. We knew Rodgers was probably not going to say a whole lot, and he certainly lived up to that billing. Made it very clear that it's about the people. That's what makes a championship caliber franchise, and just have to make sure the people are right. Now, he went on to praise pretty much everybody outside of the janitor and Brian Gutekunst. So read into that as you will. Kenny Mayne was awesome. Love Kenny. One of the greatest interview closers ever. If you haven't seen it yet, highly recommend you check it out. Outside of that, we will have actual headlines and news and stuff to talk about from the open to the media OTA practice later this afternoon. The practice starts at 11:15 Central Time, so 12:15 here in New York. So we'll get some kind of access slash availability from coach and a few players after that. Other than that, hello, good morning. Hi to everyone in the comments section. The Sammy MVP, I see you had to put up your super chat early because you're at work. Make sure you don't do anything foolish. Do your work. Thanks for the super chat. I truly believe this drama has poisoned the locker room a bit. Hopefully 12 comes back and the Packers can win a Super Bowl this year. I know I sent this way early, but I got it to work right now. I don't have any idea how it's playing in the locker room, although I suspect most of the guys, if not all of them, have Aaron's back. There was one tweet from Adrian Amos that seemed to be in reference to Aaron Rodgers' interview, although, you know, it wasn't specifically mentioning the interview or anything Aaron said in it, but sure seemed to be supporting what Aaron was saying. But, you know, just poisoning the locker room. I don't know how you jump there. I think most guys understand Aaron's frustrations, and probably most of them share some of his frustrations. So I wouldn't worry about anything Aaron's doing poisoning the locker room. Now, if he sits out, if he just says, you know, ups and retires after, say, oh, Big Dog came back on a 2-year deal, you know, then maybe, yeah, maybe guys start going, what the hell, man? But yeah, no, I think the locker room is A-okay at the moment. Smallsish, thanks for the super chat. I'm all for players having more control in their careers, but when you force a choice between GM and player, the organization chooses GM every time. For the most part, yeah, that is the way it's going to work because they are the professionals and the guys who literally train their entire lives to do the jobs they're doing. And I understand Aaron Rodgers wants a little bit more say and or more communication, and I don't think he's out of bounds asking for that. But yeah, you're right. You are 100% correct in that regard. What else we got here? Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Here is $4.99. Good day, sir. And good day to you, sir Jeezy Baby. I appreciate the support. Concession workers are people, no doubt. Rodgers looking slim. Yeah, well, he said he dropped 15 pounds. Very much like Brett Favre did back in the day. Heading into the 99 season. Remember, he was on the cover of ESPN, the magazine, all slimmed down. It lost all this weight. Start of that year was great. Not so much as it went along. But I know Rodgers has mentioned, or it's out there, that he's utilizing the TB12 method now. Whatever the hell. Man, I'm just drinking beer and eating cheese curds. I don't care. Aaron traded June 1st? No. That's a negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. McDuffie potential. Brando talking about something other than Aaron Rodgers. Thank Jesus. Potential? Yeah. I think he's got potential to be a special teams ace. Anything the Packers get outside of that or more than that is icing on the cake. I don't suspect he's going to be a great NFL player on the defensive side of the ball. I think he has the potential to be a great special teamer. But hey, if he comes on gangbusters and surprises everybody, so much the better. But I don't think you go into this year or his career thinking he is going to contribute in a big way on defense. He has the potential, again, to be very helpful on special teams. Sorry. What's the Nagler method? Yeah, like I said, beer and cheese curds. That's it. Ryan, we got at least 1 year of Rodgers left, right? Right. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, I'm people too. Tell him, Dennis. Better shot to stick around, Daphne or Dexter? Oh, I'd say Daphne in between those two. Podcast, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I don't think Aaron's going anywhere. Just calm down, people. I'm excited to see things from Amari Rodgers. Kid's a weapon. Very much agree. Although it is kind of funny when people tell other people to calm down and then use an exclamation point. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But I hear you. Totally, totally agree. I'm just sad because this team is so close to titles. I agree, Joe. I think most Packers fans are right there with you. And I think probably most of the players are right there with you, too. And I do believe that's what Brian Gutekunst has done this year as far as bringing the band back together and why this whole Rodgers situation is so frustrating in a sense. But ultimately, it doesn't really hurt them because of the fact that they are bringing back mostly the same squad and sprinkling in a couple new guys, obviously. But that's the NFL. That's always going to happen. But for the most part, the nucleus is there. So if there's ever been an offseason where Aaron Rodgers doesn't really need to show up right away and throughout the entirety, it's this year because these guys have all played together. And they've been in the system for a few years now. But obviously, you would prefer your superstar franchise quarterback to be in the building. No doubt about it. Pfizer, nobody knows. Nobody knows. The trouble I see. Vic Ketchman has officially had it with Rodgers, much like Corey Behnke has had it with Vic Ketchman. The world keeps spinning. Roberto, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers is pretty much staying. He knows we have a Super Bowl team. Hashtag go pack go. Carry the G. Very much agreed, Roberto. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Bourbon or brandy old fashioned? Yes. You guys, the thing on the internet that I always find fascinating is when somebody states a preference and then everybody piles on whether they agree or disagree with their preferences, etc. Just dig what you dig, man. You put a old-fashioned in front of me, I guarantee you, 1,000,000,000%, I will not ask you what's in it, brandy or bourbon. I don't care. You've handed me an old-fashioned. Thank you very much. That's it. I'm a simple man. Simple tastes. Why make it difficult, man? And hey, if you enjoy one or the other, that's great. I'm happy for you. Can't we all just get along? Trust me, I'm not going down the roads of stating liquor preferences because those streets are littered with pain, judgment, and roads you cannot walk back. Lil Tun is an innocent victim in all this. I miss Lil Tun. I gotta bring him to the house. Dig what you dig. I love it. Dig what you dig, man. Chris, thanks again for the super chat. I agree with either, both, one of each, two. Exactly. 100%. How's Corey? Ben, Corey's great. He's busy running his company, and LiveX is hopping. We've got a lot of fun, exciting stuff happening at LiveX at the moment, actually. But yeah, Corey's good. He's really into his garden at the moment. If you follow him on any of his socials, you'll see he has planted a garden in his backyard there across from Lambeau Field. Oh boy, he's become Farmer Ted with that thing. So that's where his focus is lying at the moment. I keep telling him to make content around it, but he apparently just likes to ignore me. Maybe someday we'll get his old-fashioned video in the year 2075. Bring on training camp, baby. New York Cheesehead, from your comment to the football god's ears. What is your favorite location in Lambeau? Mine is the Players Tunnel. Lot 1, probably. I don't know. Yeah, I love Lot 1. I got to admit, every time I walk in the press box, I do get chills. Especially when I see all the people that I worked alongside and with and, you know, competed against, etc., stuff like that. It's pretty special. And the fact that it's named after Lee Remmel is really what... really what makes it special for me anyway. What else we got, folks? What do we got? Levi Myers, thank you for the super chat. If it's not about Jordan, you love Green Bay, you love your teammates, you love the fans, then don't put your hate on one or two people over everything else. That's a fair point. I don't think he's putting any kind of hate for whether it's Gutekunst, Murphy, what have you, over anybody else. He's taking some time for himself. I don't know if you saw that social clip of he and his friends and his fiance doing karaoke and having a lovely time out there in Hawaii. Man, if you were Aaron Rodgers, would you be sitting in a classroom at 1265 Lombardi, or would you be doing that? Because I'd be doing that. It's all good, man. He's taking some time. Nothing wrong with that. Andrew, thank you. Remember to like and share this video. Yeah, you heathens. Remember to like and share the video. Banky can fix it. Banky would fix it by coming in and yelling at everybody. I know this is probably a crazy question, knowing the Packers' history and free agency, but what do you think are the odds of the Packers going after Julio Jones? Slim to none, and Slim just left town. Also, it's not free agency. They would have to trade for him, but yeah, that's not going to happen. Actually, really looking forward to preseason this year. Youngsters fighting for a job. You got that right, Oz. Hope you're good out there in Colorado. So early morning for you, buddy. Yeah, preseason will be fun, especially for, you know, obviously guys like Jordan Love, but, you know, it's all along the roster, the young secondary. You know, get to see TJ Slayton in action. Yeah, I'm for it, man. Can't wait. Kurt, thank you for the super chat. Maybe Rodgers is against the release players early rather than late philosophy and wants to respect for players who give their all and carry the G, hashtag Jordy. Kurt, there's zero doubt that a lot of this began with the release of Jordy Nelson. And I do think Rodgers has not hidden his disdain for that decision. But Ted made the same call with Charles Woodson. You know, the whole reason that he was allowed to sit and learn was because Ted made a call similar to that when it came to Brett Favre and then getting out, even though Brett Favre was playing some of the best ball he'd ever played in 2007. Now, obviously, Brett, quote unquote, retired, but then clearly wanted to come back. And Ted said, nope, we're getting out now. I understand that it's not easy, and I understand it's frustrating, especially if you're a player, but that's how you look forward as a personnel person. And that's how you sustain success. I understand, but it ain't show friends, show business. Wendy, thanks for the super chat. Does anybody else want to hold Aaron Rodgers down, shave him, and give him a haircut? Wendy, that's going to be a no for me, but you know, whatever you need to entertain inside of your mind and your possible fantasy here, you know, to get you through the offseason, Wendy, we're here for you. We're here for you. I feel you. Whatever gets you through the night. Jordan Love lighting it up in camp and preseason would really throw a wrench in things. It would, wouldn't it? I don't expect that to happen. But, yes, that would be a lot of fun. My lot of ball game left hoodie shipped. I cannot wait to get in. Evan, what's up, man? Thanks for the support. If you guys want Cheesehead TV merch, head to cheeseheadtv.com and click on the shop link. It'll take you to our merch store with all sorts of goodness. If you're on YouTube at the moment, right beneath this video are several items that link right to our store. Check them out. Good stuff. And I give it back to you, the people. Exactly.
And I give it back to you, the people.
Absolutely. Wendy, that's a no for me. Everybody responded to Wendy's super chat. I love it. I love this chat. It's so great. Aaron isn't leaving until he retires three times. Robert, that does seem to be the MO, right? So he's on track for retirement, number one. Nags, do you think we could have a better communication and less egos if we had an owner? Who does Murphy report to, and how does he get fired or not? This always comes up, and I always say the same thing. The Patriots had an owner, and they went through the same shit with Tom Brady. They just won a bunch of Super Bowls. But having an owner doesn't change anything communication-wise. It's just a different dude signing your check. And as far as Murphy, he has a mandatory retirement age that he hits in like 4 years. He's answerable to the board, the executive committee and the board. And could they convene and fire him in a alternate universe where they find out that Mark Murphy is embezzling funds for personal gain? Yes, they could. But short of that kind of thing, they're not going to fire him. He is going to reach his retirement age, which is mandated by the Packers. And then most likely Ed Policy will take over. So just get that out of your head. Pa- Packers need a James Dolan. Oh my God. Don't get me started on James Dolan, please. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Can we talk about the fact that we took two QBs in 08? I know, right? One early and one late. And the late one worked, and the early one didn't. And who was it? Merrill Hodge was on ESPN talking about how Brian Brohm was going to beat out Aaron Rodgers. Glory days. Can Rodgers and Goody come together over the eternal suckage of the Bears? Becky, I like this plan. I am more than happy to facilitate. I will try. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. I think Kenny did a great job getting at least some response out of Rodgers. I think he planned to smile his way through the whole thing. What say you? I mean, yeah, Kenny knew why people were tuning in. He referenced it several times, but he also knew Aaron was not going to give him much. But it was really great of Aaron to come on that show to pay tribute to Kenny. Because, look, what Aaron was saying about Kenny changing kind of how, along with Olbermann and Patrick and Stuart Scott, like, that shaped the entire way we looked at sports and consumed it. He's just bought on there. And I think, you know, he and Kenny have clearly become good friends. So, yeah, it'd be like if Corey Behnke was doing his last Live X show, of course I'd show up no matter what was going on. So, I thought that was really genuine and great. And Kenny did what he could, but he knows Aaron wasn't going to give him much, but it's fine. And he, again, had the greatest wrap-up ever in the history of interviews. Ever. A Packer bust you wish you would have worked out, Ahmad Carroll or Derek Sherrod? Derek Sherrod, probably, because then hopefully they don't lose in the playoffs. They have a perfect season. They don't lose in Kansas City because he doesn't break his leg, etc. All that. Hey, Nags, I want to give Cheesehead TV boatloads of money to advertise my Acme Packers hoodies. Who do I contact? Doug in Sandpoint. Doug, I think, didn't you email us? I think we got your email at the contact email, but email me directly, aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. And I'll get right on that. Kevin King championship game performance still gives me nightmares for good reason. Cause it wasn't good. It's a tough one. Carrying the G means the G is bigger than you always. Is Banky going to have a stand at the farmer's market? Kevin, I hope so. Oh, my God, I hope so. I 1,000,000,000% hope so. Nixon 6, I hope. Does anyone else want to hold down Gutekunst and force him to sign Yoshin Ayman to a $50 million contract? Wendy, they love you. Justin, thank you for the super chat. 12 didn't say anything the whole time. Correct. We all knew that was going to happen. No, that's not true, Justin. It's about the people. Oh, my God. It's about the people. All right, I'm going to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out and putting up with my ridiculous ass every morning. Monday through Friday, right here, it's what we do. Talk Packers, chat nonsense. I love it. You guys are amazing. You guys are incredible. I can't thank you enough. Do me a monster favor. Please hit like on the video and subscribe to the channel. William getting in the last super chat right under the wire. Reggie White and Charles Woodson are people. They most certainly are. 1,000,000,000%. Thanks, everybody. Please hit like, hit subscribe. I'll have more stuff later today after we talk to coach and players and after practice and what have you. Hopefully it's a uneventful affair, but hopefully we get some good quotes and stuff. Outside of that, make sure you're checking cheeseheadtv.com for all the latest. And, you know, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.